Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Now, Timothy, why is it that stocks of anti-venom in regional hospitals are dwindling?
Well, essentially it's because given the relative rarity of snake bites in a lot of these regions, and given the cost of the antivenoms, they can cost well over $1,000 per vial, and the fact that they expire, so most of these products will expire in 3 years, a lot of these hospitals are thinking that it's simply not cost-effective, or, you know, they do a cost-benefit analysis. They say, we're not using this stuff. It's too expensive. So they're choosing no longer to keep it in stock.
And some regional doctors have stated that they prefer to apply first aid and to send a patient to a better equipped center for further treatment. Do you think this is an appropriate strategy for dealing with snake bites?
The thing about snake bite is that every individual case is different. And one of the things we do know as a general rule, though, is that the delay between the bite and the administration of antivenom is really a crucial factor. Many of the effects of snake venoms are irreversible. So we take a brown snake, for example, it attacks the blood chemistry in a way which antivenom cannot reverse but can prevent. And we see similar things with some neurotoxic snakes like taipans. The way they attack the nervous system can be prevented by antivenom, but if the envenoming is allowed to proceed beyond a certain point, these people may remain paralyzed for several days, requiring life support. So getting that antivenom in rapidly is of crucial importance.
Yeah, it sounds very important. Now, antivenom can come at a significant cost to regional medical centers,
yes,
with some doctors stating that a single dose can cost up to $1,500 to $2,000. Now, to me, that's a lot of money. At a cost as significant as this, do you think antivenom may be an outdated treatment for snake bites?
It is an expensive treatment, but it's the only effective treatment. Now, antivenom has historically been one of the reasons why in Australia, despite our reputation for having a large number of highly venomous snakes, we have had a very, very low death rate. I mean, you quoted the figures, and we've had about 2 deaths per year this century. So we're doing pretty well. There are other factors, certainly. People wearing good footwear. There are not that many bites. Population density is low. And the application of first aid is another important factor. In some cases, antivenom unfortunately can't save people's lives, and actually knowledge of CPR is very important. With brown snakes, we sometimes see people collapsing very rapidly, and in that case, it's going to be CPR that makes the difference. But we can't take antivenom out of the picture and expect there to be no impact of that, because, as I say, for the actual symptoms of envenoming, it is the only effective treatment.
Right. Now, if you've just joined us on The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Dr. Timothy Jackson from the University of Melbourne's Australian Venom Research Unit about dwindling stocks of antivenom in Australia's regional medical centres and hospitals. Now, can the antivenom we're speaking about be used on any other type of venomous bites, maybe like a spider bite?
No. These are snake-specific antivenoms. So there are a number of monospecific antivenoms which are recommended for use only against a specific snake, like there's brown snake antivenom, obviously for brown snakes, tiger snake antivenom, black snake antivenom. There's also a polyvalent snake antivenom which can be used to cover the bites of any of the major Australian venomous snake species. But no, unfortunately, there's no cross-reactivity with spiders or jellyfish or anything else you might want to use antivenom for.
And what would you recommend that someone do if they're bitten by a snake in rural Australia?
Well, apply first aid is a crucial factor. So apply a pressure immobilization bandage to the bitten limb. It is nearly always a limb. Remain calm, of course, and call for help. I mean, call the emergency services as rapidly as possible. But certainly it's crucial that people remain calm. The vast majority of snake bite in Australia is treatable. And as I say, very, very few people die. So remaining calm, not getting the heart rate elevated, not running around, That's very, very important. Applying first aid for everyone in rural Australia and everyone who has a chance of coming into contact with venomous snakes should be first aid trained. And snake bite first aid is part of all first aid courses in Australia. And then, yeah, get to hospital as rapidly as possible. And hopefully at that hospital, they will be equipped to administer antivenom if it is required.
Right. Some potentially life-saving information there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.